the 19th day of the blessed month of Bauna. The first pontifical liturgy in the new St. Mark Cathedral in the monastery of Enba Ruiz. On this day, in the year 1968, on June 26, the church celebrated the first pontifical liturgy in the new St. Mark Cathedral in the monastery of Enba Ruiz, which was known as Deir el-Khandaq, where the relics of St. Mark were placed after his return from Venice and Rome. On the morning of Wednesday, which was June 26, and the 19th of Bauna, at about 6 o'clock, Pope Kyrillos took the box of the relics of St. Mark, which he had placed on the altar of the old St. Mark Cathedral in El Azabakia upon its arrival. He brought it in his private car to the new St. Mark Cathedral. The pontifical divine liturgy that was celebrated on this occasion was headed by His Holiness Pope Kyrillos VI, and participating with him were the Patriarchal Mary Ignatius Jakub III, the Antiochian Patriarch for the Syrian Orthodox Church, and a number of Syrian, Indian, and Armenian Orthodox bishops. This celebration was attended by Emperor Haile Selassie I, Emperor of Ethiopia, Cardinal Duval, the head of the Roman Papal Delegation, and Cardinal of Algeria, and many of the heads of different religions and representatives of churches from all around the world, and more than 6,000 Egyptians and foreigners. During the liturgy, the box that contained the relics of St. Mark the Apostle was placed on the table in the middle of the eastern part of the altar of the cathedral and remained there until the end of the liturgy. Right after the liturgy, Pope Kyrillos went down carrying the box along with the emperor, the Syrian Orthodox Patriarch, and the heads of the churches in a magnificent procession. They went to the sanctuary that was prepared for St. Mark under the main altar of the cathedral. Pope Kyrillos placed the box inside the marbled altar, which was covered by a large marble slab, and on it was the altar table. The different choral groups then sang, successively in different languages, songs and hymns that befit the occasion and salutation for St. Mark. They sang in Coptic, Ethiopian, Syrian, Armenian, Greek, Latin, and Arabic. The day was a joyous day and one of the most blessed days in the history of the Church of Alexandria. May the blessings of St. Mark be with us all, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. On this day also, in the year 312 AD, Pope Archelaus, the 18th Pope of Alexandria, departed. He was a priest in the Church of Alexandria. When Pope Peter I, the seal of the martyrs, received the crown of martyrdoms, the believers in Alexandria agreed and gathered the bishops. They ordained Archelaus the priest as patriarch instead of Pope Peter, as he commanded before his departure from this world. When he was enthroned on the patriarchal chair on the 19th of Kiak, which was December 24th in 311 AD, a group of people came to him and asked him to accept Arius in the church. He accepted their petition against the command of his father Pope Peter, but he did not remain on the chair longer than 6 months, and then departed. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. On this day also, in the year 959 AD, marks the martyrdom of St. George, the new martyr, known as El Mazahem. His father was a Muslim Bedouin. He married a Christian woman from the city of Demira el Qibliya. He had from her 3 sons, and one of them was this saint, and they called him El Mazahem. He used to go with his mother to the church at a young age. He also used to see the children of the Christians dress in white on the days that they partook of the holy mysteries. He longed that his mother would dress him like they were dressed and allow him to eat from whatever they ate at the altar. His mother told him this could not be unless he was baptized. She gave him a portion of the blessed eulogia bread that they distributed to the people, and it tasted in his mouth like that of honey. He meditated in his heart and said, "If the taste of this bread that was not consecrated by prayers tastes like this, what will the taste be of the offering?" His longing for the faith in Christ increased from that time. When he grew up, he married a Christian woman, and he told her that he wished to become a Christian. She told them that he had to be baptized. He went to Burma and was baptized there and was called Gurgis, or George. When this matter became known, he went to Dumiat. The Muslims there recognized him, grabbed him, and tortured him. Then he escaped and fled to the city of Saft Abu Trab, where he stayed for 3 years. When this matter of becoming a Christian became known again to the Muslims there, he went to the city of Keturah and remained there serving the church of St. George, and then went back to Demira. When the Muslims of the city of Demira knew his history, they seized him and delivered him to the governor, who put him in prison. The Muslims assembled and broke the door of the prison. They beat the saint severely and split open his head and left him between life and death. When some of the believers came the next day to bury him, for they thought he was dead, they found he was still alive. The Muslims convened a council and threatened him, but he did not change his conviction. They hung him up on the mast of a ship, but the governor ordered that he be taken down and cast him up in the prison. His wife strengthened him and comforted him. She taught Gurgis to believe that the punishment which had come upon him was because of his sins, lest Satan lead him astray, and he might boast that he became like the martyrs. The angel of the Lord appeared to George and comforted him and strengthened him and informed him that he would receive the crown of martyrdom on the next day. On the next morning, the Muslims gathered with the governor and demanded from him that the head of El-Muzahim be cut off. He handed him over to them. They took George and cut off his head near the church of the angel Michael in the city of Demira. They cast his body into a hot fire for a day and a night, but his body did not burn. So they put him in a barrel and threw him into the river. By the will of God, the barrel landed on the shore of an island, which was inhabited by a believing woman. She took his body and shrouded him and hid him in her house until they built a church for him, in which the Christians laid his body. May his intercession be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. On this day also, Saint Bashay Anub, which means fine gold, was martyred. He was from the city of Banios, in the diocese of Dumiat. He was one of the soldiers of Cyprianus, governor of Arthrebius. When persecution was incited against the Christians, Bishay went to the governor and confessed his faith in the Lord Christ before him. The governor tortured him and then sent him to the governor of Ancina. Saint Bishay openly declared his faith in Christ before Arianus, the governor of Ancina, who tortured him severely. Finally, Arianus ordered that the head of Saint Bishay be cut off outside the city. As a great multitude followed him outside of the gates, and one of them was the keeper of the lions of Arianus, the governor. And he had with him two lions bound with chains. One of them rushed forward and broke the chain, and attacked the saint to devour him. Immediately the angel of the Lord appeared and took Saint Bishai and brought him to the city of Ein Shams, where his martyrdom was consummated. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.